Good Monday morning, about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Another opportunity for us to speak with the fine individuals over at Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists. We have Dr. Mark Scanlon on as an orthopedic surgeon at Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists, specialty training in hand and elbow surgery. Dr. Scanlon, thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Tennis elbow, you know, what I like about this topic, just like last week we talked about baseball, now we get to talk about tennis. It means it's most certainly warming up. Yeah. People are getting outdoors and doing things. But this is a problem so many have suffered at some point. Are there any new treatments for this common disorder?
Yeah, tennis elbow is really the bane of all of our existence as patients and both as physicians, because it's something that's very difficult to make go away and so common. Essentially, tennis elbow is an injury to the tendon at your elbow. A lot of people have a misconception that it's an inflammatory condition like a tendonitis, but it's really a tendon injury where the tendon doesn't heal. And the challenge for us is to try to get that tendon to heal. Again, very common. In most cases, it will go away over the course of 2 to 3, even 4 months. And really, there's nothing to do for it other than maybe modify your activities and stretch things out a little bit. Ironically enough, the pain is at the elbow, but it's really the wrist extensor muscles that are really the problem. One thing for people who just don't get better over the course of 2 to 3 months, we can now do is try to jumpstart the healing process. So again, it's a tendon that doesn't want to heal, and we've gone ahead and begun to draw people's own blood from them and spin that blood down and take the part of the blood that's rich in growth factors and inject it back into the tendon in an attempt to get that tendon to heal. And this is something that we've been doing for about a decade or so. It's called platelet-rich plasma injections. And it seems to work quite well. We've had some studies that really show it seems to work. So this is a nice, promising new treatment for it. So now, people that really aren't getting better.
Now, we call tennis elbow, but are there other activities that people do that can create the same thing?
Sure, that's really a misnomer. So most people that get tennis elbow really aren't playing tennis. Its official name is lateral epicondylitis. And the same phenomena can happen on the inside of the elbow where it's called golfer's elbow. So yeah, tennis elbow is really a misnomer.
Tough winter, Dr. Scanlon. A lot of people are out shoveling, doing different activities. I mean, you work specifically hand and elbow areas. What sort of things do you typically see over the winter time as ailments for people?
Well, most of the injuries we see are associated with overuse phenomena. So out there shoveling snow or chipping away at ice, people end up with things like tendonitis or bursitis of the wrist, the fingers, even up to the shoulder. And most of these are activities that will, or these are injuries that will go away if you take some time away from the activity, you apply some ice, take some anti-inflammatories like Advil or Motrin, and let things settle down. Over the course of time, if the inflammation really doesn't settle down, we'll see people and we'll give them a corticosteroid injection. Once the inflammation has settled down, you can really go ahead and work on stretching exercises and some strengthening exercises to try to prevent the problem from coming back. So these are overuse phenomena. One thing we see a lot of, obviously, with the ice is people unfortunately falling down and breaking bones. And in the wrist, or the hand, excuse me, for me, I see a lot of wrist fractures. These are devastating injuries when people fall down, but we're very good at fixing them. And an interesting thing about wrist fractures is very often a wrist fracture is an injury that alerts us to the fact that someone may have bone health that's not as good as it could be, and allows us to sort of examine their bone health and determine whether they have something like osteoporosis or osteopenia. It allows us to maybe work on that bone health with them to prevent something more devastating like a hip fracture down the road from taking place.
Oh, very interesting. Dr. Mark Scanlon is our guest, orthopedic surgeon at Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists, specialty training in hand and elbow surgery. You can visit their website, ct-ortho.com. Carpal tunnel, it's a term that's thrown around quite a bit. Common disorder. What can people do to prevent this from happening?
Well, yeah, carpal tunnel is a very common phenomenon. About 3% of us will end up with it. It's really a genetic concern. So a lot of people have this misconception that it's caused by using a computer keyboard. Most people get something called idiopathic carpal tunnel, which means it's really a function of who you are. The carpal tunnel is a space in your wrist bound on the back of your wrist by some bones and on the front by a thick ligament. And through that space, the tendons to your fingers and thumb travel with a nerve called the median nerve. As we get older, our tendons will swell, and that space will fill up, and unfortunately the nerve gets squished in there. Certain activities may exacerbate your symptoms, but certain people are prone to get it. When you first get it, what you can do is you can wear a splint. Most people will get it at nighttime, will feel those symptoms. They'll feel numbness and tingling in their fingers and some pain. And when you have a mild case of it, wearing a splint at nighttime will very often help with your symptoms and make it go away. You can also take an anti-inflammatory. If the symptoms become more pronounced, sometimes we'll give people a cortisone shot, and this will help. But beyond significant symptoms, very often people need to have it surgically released because a lot of other modalities such as chiropractic care or physical therapy really hasn't shown any significant benefit with respect to the symptoms or the disease.
Dr. Mark Scanlon is our guest, orthopedic surgeon at the Connecticut Orthopedic Specialist. Their website, ct-ortho.com. We talk quite a bit about ortho now, but with what you deal with specifically, Dr. Scanlon, I would think a lot of people who have the ability to just sort of walk in off the street with emergency services after hours, weekends and whatnot, this is where you really get a lot of people because we're always dealing with our hands, our wrists, and our arms on a daily basis.
Yeah, and the ortho now is a great facility. Most injuries to the upper extremity can really be treated in a place like ortho now, even significant injuries. The nice thing also is if you have an injury and one that you're concerned about but maybe not so concerned about traveling down to an ER where you have to deal with the time or the expense, you can pop into ortho now, and we can let you know that it's something that you need to think about or something that'll be okay for you. So it's a very nice facility, very easy to use.
And then follow-up procedures go directly to you. So it's at an ER, a lot of red tape. You don't necessarily get to speak right to the doctor himself. With ortho now, all those things get transferred over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a way for us to sort of streamline the whole process. And it's a way for us to keep tabs on you right from the get-go. So you're making sure that you're getting orthopedic care right away.
Absolutely. Only orthopedic group, Connecticut Orthopedic Specialist in the state that takes walk-in patients 7 days a week through their two locations. Dr. Scanlon, we appreciate your time as always. If people would like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Scanlon, they can call 203-407-3539. Dr. Scanlon, thank you so much.
Mike, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Dr. Mark Scanlon, orthopedic surgeon at Connecticut Orthopedic Specialist. Once again, 203-407-3539. Also put ct-ortho.com on their phone. So if something were to happen, you have that right away. You can go to the Ortho Now locations as opposed to the ER. You can also visit their website, ct-ortho.com.